So I'm going to challenge myself again to do hysterical literature. For tonight's reading session, I have chosen The Pilgrim's Progress, which is, I think, the most boring book I have ever tried to read. Plus, it's really hard to read. Like, you have to be cognizant of the words because of the tenses, and it's just really weird. So, I am going to read, like, the first, like, the introduction, and then give you a feel for how I sound. I'm usually pretty good at reading out loud. So, it'll give you a chance to compare, like, you know, my regular reading voice from my turned on reading voice. Okay. So, I've called up The Pilgrim's Progress. Thankfully, it's, you know, public property because, you know, everyone's clamoring to read this book. And I've got my little friend here. Okay. All right. But I'm not putting this on my clip yet. So. All right. So we have The Pilgrim's Progress and the similitude of a dream. And I think I just already fucked up that. Similitude of a dream. Okay. As I walked through the wilderness of this world, I lighted on a certain place where there was a den, and I laid me down in that place to sleep. And as I slept, I dreamed a dream. I dreamed, and behold, I saw a man clothed with rags standing in a certain place with his face from his own house, a book in his hand, and a great burden on his back. I looked, and I saw him open the book and read therein. And as he read, he wept and trembled, and not being able to contain himself, he broke out with a lamentable cry, saying, "What shall I do?" In this plight, therefore, he went home and refrained himself as long as he could, that his wife and children should not perceive his distress. But he could not be silent long, because that his trouble increased. Wherefore, at length, he broke his mind to his wife and children, and thus began to talk to them. "O my dear wife," said he, "and you, the children of my bowels, I, your dear friend, am in myself undone by reason of a burden that lieth hard upon me. Moreover, I am for certain informed that this our city will be burned with fire from heaven, and with which fearful overthrow both myself with thee, my wife, and you, my sweet babes, shall miserably come to ruin, except the which yet I see not. Some way of escape can be found, whereby we may be delivered." Okay, I think we're gonna start here. Okay. Okay. I'm getting so nervous. Okay. Okay, let's try. All right. Why the fuck am I getting nervous? Okay. There we go. Okay. All right. It's on my clit. Through my panties. At this, his relations were sore amazed, not for that they believed that what he had said to them was true, but because they thought that some frenzy distemper had got into his head. Therefore, it drawing towards night, and they hoping that sleep might settle his brains with all haste that got him to bed. But the night was as troublesome to him as the day, wherefore, instead of sleeping, he spent it in sighs and tears. So, when the morning came, they would know how he did. He told them, worse and worse. He also set to talking to them again, but they began to be hardened. They also thought to drive away his distemper by harsh and surly carriages to him. Sometimes they would deride, sometimes they would chide, and sometimes they would quite neglect him. And wherefore, he began to retire himself to his chamber and pray for him and pity them, and also to condole his own misery. He would also walk solitarily in the fields, sometimes reading, sometimes praying, and thus for some days he spent his time. Now, I saw upon a time when he was walking in the fields that he was, as he was wont, reading in his book, and greatly distressed in his mind, and as he read, he burst out, as he had done before, crying, "What shall I do to be saved?" I also saw that he looked this way and that way, and if he would run, yet he would still stoot. Oh, God. Fuck was that? And yet he stood still, because as I perceived, he could not tell which way to go. I looked then and saw a man named Evangelist coming to him, and is that how you say that word? Evangelist? Evangelist. Coming to him and asked, "Wherefore dost thou cry? Wherefore dost thou cry?" He answered, "Sir, I perceive by the book in my hand that I am condemned to die, and that to come to judgment." Come, fuck. Why? I keep reading that word. And then I find that I am not willing to do the first, nor am I able to do the second. Christians, no. Sooner leave the world, but meets Evangelist. Evangelist, who lovingly greets with tidings of another, and doth shoo him. That's what it says. And doth shoo him how to mount. Mount! That from his below. His below. Then said Evangelist, my eyes are like fucking watering. I'm trying not to cry practically. I'm not willing to die since. Oh. So many evils. Fuck. 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 Oh. Fuck. That feels good. That feels good. That feels good. Fuck. Fuck. What I just read. No fucking clue. And I threw my phone down. Fuck. Thanks for listening.